Shmuel Aleph Perek Chaf Hei. This parak discusses the death of Shmuel Hanavi and the story of Naval and his wife Avigail. And Pasuk Aleph. Vayamach Shmuel v'yikrasu kol Yisrael v'yisvedu lo. That Shmuel Hanavi died, and all of Yisrael gathered together, and they eulogized him. V'yikvaru v'beso b'ramah. And they buried him by his house in Ramah. V'yakam David v'yared el midbar Paran. And David had got up and left to the desert of Paran. The Radak explains Shmuel didn't actually die here. However, the Pasuk mentions Shmuel does because this marks the fulfillment of his prophecy that David would be a king. That David would be king, as we saw in the previous parak, Shaul had admitted to David that David would be the next king. The Radak continues, Shaul had died 7 months after Shmuel. The Parshas Hanaviim explains all of Yisrael traveled to Ramah for the funeral of Shmuel Hanavi. This was midah keneged midah, or tit for tat, because Shmuel regularly traveled throughout Eretz Yisrael, making himself accessible to the people. Now, for Shmuel Hanavi's kura, burial, Yisrael would travel to Ramah in order to eulogize him. The Navi now turns to the story of Naval and Abigail. The story of Naval is in stark contrast to the behavior of Yisrael. Yisrael had all gathered together unselfishly to mourn over Shmuel. Here we see how Naval was utterly selfish. And Pasuk Gimel, v'shem ish Naval, v'shem ishto Avigail. That there was a man named Naval, and his wife's name was Avigail. V'isha tova secha v'yifas toar. The woman Avigail, she was intelligent and beautiful. V'ish kasha v'ram alolim. And the man Naval, he was difficult and not a good person. As we'll see later in the pasuk, later in the parak in Pasuk Kofe, as it says, kishmo kainhu. Novo Shmo Venovolo Imo. As his name is, that's what he is. Novo comes from manuvel, meaning disgusting or lowly or revolting. The Novo continues, Novo was a wealthy businessman in Carmel. Novo owned 3,000 sheep and 1,000 goats. David heard that Novo was throwing a party by shearing his sheep. David sent 10 delegates to Novo, requesting Novo provide food and protection at no charge to David and his men. David commanded his men to go bless Novo, as it says in Pasuk Vav. Ba'ata shalom uveisecha shalom. Your house, you should be in shalom, and your house should be in shalom. First, you, Novo, be at peace, and then your family will be at peace. Note, when a person feels at peace and is in a higher state of mind, the ripple effect of that is his home, his beisecha, will feel at peace. And this was the bracha that David gave to Naval. V'ata shalom, first you be at peace, the v'secha shalom, and then your house will be at peace, because that will be the effect that it will have on the people around you. The delegates David had sent to Naval related that David had taken care of Naval's sheep and property while in Carmel, and therefore it is fitting for Naval to repay the favor, even though it was at great expense to Naval. And Pasuk Tes, through Yud Gimel, Naval refused David's men's request and in a haughty manner. Naval even went as far to question David's lineage. Naval's reply was reported to David. First, David's men girded themselves with swords, and then David was to follow. David had taken personal offense to Naval's remarks and acted in haste. The Be'er Moshe explains, why did David act so quickly against Naval? Surely David had many detractors that David could have acted on and didn't. So why now? The Be'er Moshe answers, Naval was more than just a heartless man. Naval had considered himself next in line to take over the throne after Shaul. Naval was powerful, rich, and influential. Naval could have politically swayed the masses and caused trouble for David. Not only that, but Naval was from the detractors that actually questioned David's lineage, trying to completely uproot the validity of David himself. Therefore, David felt it necessary to take matters into his own hand and act quickly. Note, Naval was considered a Mor ben Malchus, someone against the kingship and fitting of death. We finally see, at last, David begin to assume the leadership role as the king. David considered Naval's remarks a crime against the king and therefore was halachically punishable by death. And Pasuk Yadalith through Lamed Aleph, one of Abigail's The wife of Nobel servants alerted her as to David's plan. The servant related how much David and his men protected them while being in Carmel. Pasuk Lamed Beis through Mem Dalet, which is the end of the parak. Out of Abigail's great modesty, she told her servants to ride ahead of her while she packed up a gift basket for David. Abigail met up with David on a mountain. David was planning on carrying out retribution to Nabal. Upon seeing David, Abigail prostrated herself to David. Abigail related three things to David. One, Nabal is unworthy for David's attention. Two, it would be unfitting for David to tarnish his reputation by killing Nabal. And three, David was not yet the king while Shaul was still in power, and therefore should not use his authority in order to kill Nabal. David consented and humbly thanked Abigail. Abigail told Nabal what had happened. After Nabal sobered up from his party, Nabal was stunned by the events that transpired. 10 days later, Hashem took Nabal's life. David had understood this as a sign of divine intervention. David sent messengers to take Abigail for a wife. Abigail agreed and came to David. David was also married to Ahinoam, and Shaul gave his daughter Michal to Palti ben Laish. As Shaul felt, David's marriage to Michal was not considered halachically valid. And that's the end of the parak. Thank you very much for listening, and have a wonderful day.